Tar Selwyn Parata. It's got a nice ring to it. He's with us today. And congratulations, Sir Selwyn. It's great to acknowledge your tohu. Tēnā koe and welcome once again to Pākehā. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe te aroa. Tēnā koe te reo irirangi o Wātea. E pāho nei ki ngā tōpito o Aotearoa. Ka mihi ki a koutou. E pānui ngā kōrero nunui whakahirahira o te wā. Kia ora.
Tēnā koe. You've devoted much of your life to your people, which is, you know, serious message to us all about what we can do. And so I want to salute all the years of effort that you've put in, not just to our culture and heart and arts and kapa history, but also politically for your people. What satisfies you most about this acknowledgement? Tell us the story about when they made contact with you, because it's offered, but you have to accept it. What was behind your decision to say, okay, I'll go with this one?
Well, first of all, I was humbled to receive this honour, and I was elated. And I thought about all my pakeke who instilled in me the value of service and selflessness and the value of listening, learning, and actioning what you hear and what you see. And those old people, there are some still around, but I thought about all of them and their families and my connection throughout Ngāti Pō and New Zealand, and thought, well, this would be an honour mo te ao Māori, mo Ngāti Pō, and all those that I had come in contact with at some time over the last 50 years.
You've had many mentors through the course of your life. A chance for you to pay tribute to them, please. Te rangatira. And I'm also curious about, you know, of all the mahi you've done, and like I say, it's across the political stage, it's literally on stage with kapa, of all the mahi that you've done, what satisfies you most? So a couple of questions interwoven into one. One's a chance for you to acknowledge your personal mentors and also, you know, the mahi that has satisfied you most in your illustrious career.
Well, my personal mentors have been my Ngāri Mu nanny, my Kaua nannies and papas, my Uncle Api Mahuika, my Uncle Koro Dews, my Uncle Tate Te Whairangi, my Uncle Noel. I was a boy with them on the Tirunanga Nui o Ngāti Pō back in 1987. My Uncle Tom Tomorrow, Whaia Maklachi, Merekaraka Ngārimu, my own grandparents, and all the connections, my Auntie Queenie Moeho, and of course, Archbishop Brown Ture, and my grandmother on my father's side, from Inverness, married my grandfather, Hoani Haere Ro Parata. And, those were all the people that mentored me and encouraged me to, along with others. I'm not sure whether I mentioned my Auntie Ngoi Pe Whairangi, who had a big impression on my life. I've enjoyed instilling the Ngāti into the Ngāti, whakapapa-wise, language-wise, and reconnecting Ngātis living away from home, back with their families, looking after the homeland. I've been involved in enterprise, helping Ngāti Pro with our treaty claim, the Ngāti Pro Rohe Moana, Takutai Moana Act, and basically encouraging people to be good to each other and help each other. So, you know, kaupapa like whānau ora, kohanga reo, they were second nature to our parents and grandparents, sorry, to our grandparents' generation. But then when Ngāti Pro people started to move around the country and be dispersed, as you know, we're the most dispersed iwi in the country, but we all hail from that lofty mountain Hikurangi and that mighty river Waiapu. And, well, I've been involved with the National Iwi Chairs Forum for the last 15 years, and we've all promoted the same kaupapa and had varying degrees of success. But relationships are everything, Dale. Relationships with whoever you're working with, relationships with the government of the day. And in having relationships, you don't have to agree with everything. In actually, most times, there are things that we, as iwi, don't agree. But the government of the country is looking after all of Aotearoa. We happen to be the treaty partner, and we happen to be the tangata whenua. So we need to continually pressing the political system to support ngā kaupapa a whānau, ngā kaupapa a iwi, ngā kaupapa a hāpori, ngā kaupapa e whakatipu rawa, ngā kaupapa hei oranga. E hei te mea mō Ngāti Pro mō Te Ao Māori, engari mō Aotearoa whānau.
Well, te rangatira, Tahiruani, you know, we're very appreciative of the work you've done with our kapa and certainly on the Māori political stage. Congratulations on your tohu, on your knighthood, and may I suggest to you that you have a word with Amohaere and say that that you're now deserving of an extra scoop of mashed potatoes when you sit at the table, all right?
Well, you know, in saying... I just want to say that there's a great song, Kaua e whai mai, I mua rānei, engari tū mai, ki tōku taha. Mā tāua tahi e wawata, kaua e whai mai, arahina. Nā reira, ko tōku whānau, ko tōku horangatira, me oku mātua tīpuna e tautoko nei, iau i roto i tēnei huarahi, mai i ona mata e hare ake nei i roto i te āpōpōtanga o Ngāti Pro, o Te Ao Māori, o Aotearoa Tāni.
Tēnā koe, really good talking with you in this way again, Sir Selwyn. I've enjoyed our kōrero over the years and want to wish you well as we play the most famous, I'd like to think, of Ngāti Pro Waiata. All the best, Tahiruani. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today.
Thank you, Dale. And kia ora koutou.
Tēnā koe. Sir Selwyn Parata.